Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On today's program, we're going to cut through all of the rhetoric with regards to the real issues pertaining to COVID and the COVID shots. We have a very special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough. He is double board certified. He's an expert in this area. I don't have time to go through all of his credentials, but you can find that on our website. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, and our very special guest is Dr. Peter McCullough, who also is a professor of medicine at Baylor University Medical School. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Dr. McCullough.
Well, thanks for having me.
Dr. McCullough, we really consider you one of the hero doctors because you have stepped forward and have really been a truth teller in this whole COVID craziness.
Tell us about the 5 points that you have so eloquently put forth about the issue of COVID. And then throughout this week, we want to go into more specifics about a number of those particular points.
Well, I think from the start of the pandemic moving forward, we learned some very important points that became refined in the scientific literature. People every day need to use these in their day-to-day life. And the first one is that the virus does not spread asymptomatically, meaning that only sick patients can really give the virus to another person. So that means that if there's a group of people and no one is sick at all, that in fact, they can't pass the virus to one another. Two very good studies, one by Cao and one by Madewell, have proven that. In fact, if someone does have the virus and they're asymptomatic, they're forming immunity to it. And indeed, they're not going to spread it anyway. So that leads to the second point. And the second point is that there's no need for asymptomatic testing. So all this testing of people getting on airplanes and people trying to get to work or testing kids in college dorms, all of that was actually not approved by the FDA. The tests for SARS-CoV-2 were only approved for acutely sick patients. All that use of testing, which was massively excessive in the United States, we only had, I think, 35 million cases of COVID. We burned 400 million tests so far. All of that asymptomatic testing was a complete waste of time. June 25th, the World Health Organization says in their report, no more asymptomatic testing. So that needs to stop. Point number three is that once somebody gets COVID-19, they can't get it again. So in a well-documented case of COVID-19, where someone is sick, they have a positive PCR antigen test, it's basically one and done. One is not going to get COVID-19 again. And we know that because COVID-19 didn't put our seniors on the ventilator 5 times last year. It was one time and that was it. And that natural immunity is robust, complete, and durable. And it doesn't need a vaccine. It can't be improved upon a vaccine. In fact, a vaccine just makes people sick and makes it worse. The fourth point is that COVID-19 is very treatable. Early, and we've shown this, and I've published the papers on this, the rock-solid papers in the American Journal of Medicine and Reviews in Cardiovascular Medicine in 2020. This taught the world how to treat COVID-19 with what's called a sequence multi-drug approach. And we can lead off with monoclonal antibodies that are approved by the FDA under the emergency use authorization available in all major ERs and clinics in the United States. And people need to demand these monoclonal antibodies, just like President Trump got. Japan just approved a new version by Roche today. This is exciting information that monoclonal antibodies followed by oral drugs can treat high-risk patients with COVID-19. Only those people over age 50 and medical problems are seniors. They need treatment. Everyone else can ride through the virus and get natural immunity. The fourth point is that the vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccines, unfortunately, at this point in time, are losing their effectiveness, and they are increasingly becoming unsafe for use in populations. And this point is very important. If they don't work and they're not safe, we should go ahead and shut down the vaccine program.
So basically, we've been lied to about all of this, right?
You know, I don't know if it's being lied to or if our agencies are not keeping up to date on the data, but the agenda of going against these 5 points right now has worked to basically promote fear, suffering, hospitalization and death, and railroad people into mass vaccination. So going against these 5 points of truth, now the 5 points of truth, again, is there's no asymptomatic spread, that we shouldn't be testing asymptomatic individuals, that natural immunity is robust and complete, that the virus is treatable, and number five, the vaccines don't work and they're unsafe. To go against these 5 points of truth is basically causing great harm across the world.
The Israel Hayom newspaper published in Israel said the health ministry recently stated that of those hospitalized in Israel, 64.5% are fully immunized, as are 67.7% of the seriously ill patients. Now, in Israel, they have Pfizer. So you have nearly 70% of those individuals who have the Delta variant have been fully injected with both Pfizer shots. So that goes to your point of it's not effective. 87.2% of those vaccinated in the United Kingdom are actually infected with the Delta virus, and 50+% in Scotland have two shots, 70% have one shot, and they're still experiencing a very high Delta infection. Those worldwide stats are coming from multiple countries. And yet in the United States, what you're hearing from the Surgeon General and the CDC is that the majority of people, in fact, I even saw one thing that nearly 100% of the people who are getting COVID from the Delta variant are those who have not gotten any of the shots. So they're trying to put pressure on people to get these shots. That narrative has to be questionable because it is contrary to every other area of research that we've seen from around the world.
So as you point out, it's obvious that the virus now is mutated and the Delta variant is not impacted by the vaccines. In Israel, they use exclusively the Pfizer vaccine, but in Britain, they have a blend of Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca. And it's obvious now that the Delta variant is resistant to the vaccine. So the vaccines have failed. What happened in the United States is we have fraudulent CDC announced asymmetric reporting. And what I mean by this is that by the end of May, the CDC said it's only going to report cases in unvaccinated individuals. They're going to ignore cases in vaccinated individuals. So they're committing fraud, I think, a great disservice, because vaccinated patients are getting sick. I have them in my practice. They're basically not counted right now. They're creating a false narrative that this is a problem of unvaccinated. President Biden was on TV yesterday saying this is a problem of the unvaccinated. It's completely false. And I think all those who are saying this right now, based on the open asymmetric reporting that the CDC announced they were going to do, they should realize that they're wrong.
Yeah, and the narrative that, well, okay, you're going to get it, but it's going to be less severe, is really against the stats that just came out of Israel, that 64.5% of those that are actually in the hospital and 67.7% who are seriously ill have already received all of the Pfizer shots. So it's not only that you're getting it, but these people are seriously ill in Israel. And so that is going to compute in the same or similar kind of numbers in the United States. We have Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, but they have Pfizer only, but it's still going to be very similar.
Well, you know, I've been in communication with Dr. Jessica Rose, who's at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, and she's been in contact with the Israeli officials, so I feel pretty solid on this, that, you know, at the peak, Israel was having 10,000 cases a day. They have about 1,000 cases a day, so it's certainly a much smaller volume. It's clear the Pfizer vaccine has failed, but the Delta variant in general, across what we can see, is actually less dangerous than the original wild-type variant that was hit Milan and New York and New Jersey. So Delta is actually a milder form of the virus. It can lead people to be hospitalized, particularly seniors, if they're not treated early at home. So all the hospitalization data is completely dependent on whether or not patients are treated early at home or treated on an ambulatory basis, or are they letting them get sick and go to the hospital? Your point is Delta can be serious. And if patients aren't treated at home, some people wind up in the hospital, and vaccine does not protect against hospitalization or death.
Yeah, and at the bottom line, what you just said at the very conclusion there, that the vaccine is not protecting against either subsequent infection or even serious illness or even death. Our guest is Dr. Peter McCullough. He is an expert in board-certified internal medicine, subspecialty in cardiology. He wrote the first protocol for treatment of COVID. We're going to get into that later in this week on Faith and Freedom. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine. lc.org/vaccine. It's dedicated to COVID and the COVID shots, and there you can find information regarding Dr. Peter McCullough and some of his research. lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.